Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The great Brian Batko joins the show now. He's live on our YouTube channel. Numbers skyrocketing for that. Numbers skyrocketing everywhere. These are good times because of you people out there. That's why you should come to our party on Monday. A toast to the fan, a toast to you, really, at the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino as we celebrate winning the Marconi for Large Market Station of the Year. The fan is buying the first 300 guests a drink. Come raise a glass with us Monday. Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette, follow his stuff, does outstanding work every week. Brian, this was an interesting little news conference. Brooke Pryor seems like a very nice person. Tomlin just doesn't seem to like her. Was there something that happened with a story at one point or what?
No, I think Brooke asks good questions, tough questions. Tries to get Tomlin to explain things a little bit more, which he's so remiss to do. I think he said remiss about 12 times in today's presser. But, I mean, that's... to me, what stuck out, after the game and then again kind of today and even previous games, I think after the Packers game was another one, like, yeah, we're not playing well because we can't convert third downs. Well, we can all see that. We can look at the stat sheet that says you're, whatever for whatever on third down. How about some insight as to what's going on or why? And I get that you don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but sometimes you do, like Roman Wilson making a boneheaded mistake. So I think that was at the root of it. I don't think anything specific happened. And I think in this case, the exchange you're probably referring to, maybe he just didn't want people to say, oh, Tomlin just said Rodgers had an off night. That's unacceptable. We need more from him.
I don't know. It just seems like it's an ongoing thing there, has been for a while. But let's take a listen to that back and forth. Here's Brooke asking about Aaron Rodgers and then the follow-up question.
With Aaron not having a good day, the high throws, some of those misses, are there any long-term concerns of things that have been recurring with him specifically in that game, or is it just an off night?
I'm not going to, chalk it up to an off night, but there are no long-term concerns.
When you say you're not going to chalk it up to an off night, but no long-term concerns, is that because of Jesse Minter, or is there something else?
I'm just not going to allow your words to be my words. That's all.
How would you describe Aaron?
Sunday night was what it was, but I have no long-term reservations about his ability to play the position and play the position at a high level for us.
Brian, ironically, he did use her words in both answers. He said the first time said, I'm not going to chalk it up to an off night, her words, but there are no long-term concerns, her words. And then he used the exact same thing in the second answer.
I mean, 7 years of covering the Steelers now for me, that little chuckle, I think, in the word salad in the middle of the Tomlin sandwich there, that's not an I'm mad at you or I don't like this question chuckle. That's more of just a, hey, we're kind of playing the cat and mouse game here right now with you asking about a big story and a, you know, the most significant player on the team and me, the coach, not really wanting to pull back the curtain at all, which it seems almost random when he will do that, whether it's certain reporters or certain questions or after a win, after a loss. I just know that Sunday night in that visiting Chargers press conference room, which was really disorganized, which I think also played into why Tomlin was so terse and why Aaron Rodgers was so, I used the word inscrutable on social media. Like there was a TV on behind us playing NFL highlights with audio on. So I think guys were distracted by that as we're asking them questions, and there were carts going by and doors were slamming. So I just think that was a miserable post-game experience for basically everyone in that room.
You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Cincinnati Bengals at the Pittsburgh Steelers live at 1 p.m. Eastern. Then stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series Landman, all on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Well, how would you assess Aaron Rodgers right now? I'll ask you what she asked Tomlin. Do you have long-term concerns? Was this a one-off? Or when a guy is this age and you look at that type of performance, do you start to get worried it may be the first step off the cliff?
I'd probably need to see another performance that bad to have the long-term concerns. But yeah, I hear you, Joe. I mean, I think you do always have to have that concern when someone is 41 and now less than a month from turning 42. Is this where it falls off the rails for him a little bit, especially taking some hits? It's getting colder out there. He's talked a lot this season about his body work guy and keeping himself in shape. I remember even going into week one against the Jets where he took some hits. He said he didn't feel that great moving around. His back was tightening up. And like with Rodgers, you know, smirks and sort of sarcastic asides every now and again, it's hard to tell sometimes when he's joking or whether he's saying something tongue in cheek. But yeah, I mean, it was a worrisome game in general. But again, I think he's built up enough equity with his play for the most part this season that I'm not pushing the panic button just yet.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cold with some snow flurries today, a high of Carnell Lake, which would be 37. All right, then let's get to...
This wind is just ridiculous and miserable.
Yeah,
outside.
It is. It really is.
It's harrowing, actually. I hear it on the wall behind me.
I don't like it at all.
I should go back to Los Angeles.
It'll be... how was Los Angeles? How was your trip? Did you get out to see the Clippers on Saturday night?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I hung out in El Segundo a little bit, went to a brewery there, then went to the Clippers game, then met up with a friend from home in Koreatown, and that was a good time. Went to the bar from the show The New Girl, if you've ever seen that one.
No.
Or if Sean has, or anyone out there listening. Then the next day, I went for a dip in the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
Manhattan Beach. It's supposed to cure what ails you, but my back hurts. I'm sore from sitting on a plane for 5 hours.
Oh, man, I'm jealous. My daughter and I went to Manhattan Beach a couple of years ago. What a place. I could just live there for the rest of my life. I don't have the money, but if I did, I'd buy a house there and just go to the beach every day, walk around that little town, and just go until I die, basically, Brian. Did you hear at the top of the show, there was a Ron Cook sighting in Florida? Did you hear that, guy?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I did not. Well, I mean, he lives in Florida, so that's not surprising, right?
Well, no, the surprising part was the man who was here, and Sean Stanzianza from North Huntington, or Brashear grad. He was hanging out in the lobby today waiting for tickets or something. And he says to me, I spotted Ron Cook in Fort Myers Beach at a tiki bar with flip-flops on. Do we have him? Can we play it for Brian? Here he is, Brian. I just pulled him into the studio. I said, you have to give people this update. Here we go.
I walked in, like you said, Ron in the wild. Blew my mind. He had a bear in front of him, a woman on each side.
What?
And a smirk on his face.
A beer in front of him, a woman on each side of him, and a smirk on his face. I mean,
no stogie?
No stogie for Ron. He's living his best life, Brian, isn't he?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, hey, that's great that you had someone in who actually, like he said, a sighting in the wild, a wild Ron Cook appears and looks spry and lively, which is fantastic. But no, I mean, it's not like I expected Ron to move down there and become J.D. Salinger and be a hermit. I expected he would want to be out and about and mingling and probably not giving anybody Pittsburgh sports takes.
Yeah, I don't think he's into that at all. I don't even know if he watches the games, but man, am I happy. Let's hear that again because it made me so happy. Imagine if you're Sean Stanzianza from Brashear in North Huntington and you're, you know, looking for some fun in Fort Myers and you stumble into a bar and this is what you see.
I walked in, like you said, Ron in the wild. Blew my mind. He had a bear in front of him, a woman on each side.
What?
And a smirk on his face.
Oh, yes. The smirk on his face. What?
Hawaiian shirt, probably. We're thinking Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, yeah, I confirmed that.
A straw hat.
Yeah, I confirmed the Hawaiian shirt. And I also said to Sean, because he told me he's moving down there in January, I said, are you married? He said, no, I'm divorced. And I said, that's perfect. So is Ron. You two can be happy hour tiki bar partners. And he seemed to be up for it. I think Ron might be too.
So we're thinking Hawaiian shirt, maybe white linen shorts, the flip-flops for sure, and then the Matt Canada hat to round out the entire look.
I mean, I wouldn't bet on the Canada hat, but it would be something to see, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
I'm happy.
Have you gotten the invite, Joe?
Yeah, he's invited me down. He invited me to stay at his place, and I just might take him up on it, and I'll go play golf every day, and Ron can get drunk on the cart.
That's generally what I do. I mean, I play golf once a year on vacation, and for me, it's much more about what's in the cooler than you know, what club I'm pulling out of the bag to see if I can, you know, make good contact with the ball that day.
Well, that's probably smart. Juan Thornhill, we hardly knew ye. Tomlin sort of low key ripped him and then said, well, it was more about.
And he like backtracked. It was almost like he was like, oh, I was a little too harsh on him.
Yeah.
Right there. Let me say that we just want Sebastian Castro on our team so badly to do some damage control there for Juan Thornhill.
Rodolfo Castro. Hopefully this guy doesn't pull out a phone during the game. Right, Castro? I mean,
I really liked Juan Thornhill. Really nice guy. Great to chat with in the locker room. He was a quote machine going back to training camp and even early this season, probably you know, a little too much mouth of the South there from Juan Thornhill. But it just, with all due respect to him, the performance in that Packers game, or at least how the Steelers coaching staff perceived the performance in that Packers game, it just encouraged them to move their best cornerback to safety full time and trade for a backup from the Patriots who was barely playing and insert him into the lineup 3 days later.
Yeah.
That is quite a feat by Juan Thornhill there against Green Bay.
In the end, Juan Thornhill might have helped the Steelers this year and in the future by forcing them to put Jalen Ramsey at safety. So in the end, he did them a service. What about this Castro character?
Another corner, though. You're going to do that.
What?
Got to find someone else to play corner, though, if you're going to keep going this way with Ramsey.
Yeah, I guess. Although, you know.
It becomes whack-a-mole. The problem just trickles down to another position
right.
with them.
That's true. Well, what about this Castro figure? He apparently played his, quote, tail off in the practice scrimmage against the Bucks. Did you witness his tail come off in that scrimmage, Brian? And then the Bucks stole him. And then Tomlin said this is more about Castro, less about Juan. Were you at that scrimmage, and did Castro indeed play his tail right off?
That was one of those scrimmages where we are sworn to Steelers media policies of not.
It's been months. Did he play his tail off or not?
Statute of limitations. I don't know how long it is for these policies with practices and joint scrimmages, or else I could tell you some very good fighting tales from years past, but got to respect the policy. I don't remember him having a particularly strong camp. I actually was high on him. He was my pick to be like the undrafted free agent gem, like James Pierre was once upon a time, as Mike Tomlin also discussed today.
Right.
But it just didn't really materialize for Castro. I just don't know that he has the speed, quickness, lateral range to play safety in the NFL. Maybe they'll give him a shot at slot corner, but they weren't interested in doing that during the all-important, quote-unquote, team development process. So I tend to think he is here to run down on special teams, which, to Juan Thornhill's credit, he did it the other night. But at 30 years old, two Super Bowl rings, still seeing yourself as a starting safety, I don't know that either side really wanted him to become a mainstay on that unit.
All right. Well, Brian, are you sticking around for another segment?
Sure.
That would be wonderful. Would have been awkward if you had said no at that point as well. Yes, Sean?
Yeah, I think he kind of forced him into saying yes, but he's glad to do it.
I think so.
That's usually what happens. We have your playbook, Mr. Starkey. We have your playbook.
I got you, and I'm glad you're sticking around, and we have things to talk about. Does MVS play this week? Is Tomlin's reasoning for Jaylen Warren not being on the field on third downs sound reasoning? We'll talk to Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette coming up about all of
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.